Hello and welcome to another edition of Livewire. I'm Daniel Warren and with us today is our regular guest, John Rushton. John is the life alchemist and helps people in transition and is also a social commentator. John is globally travelled, has seen the world firsthand, and is no stranger to different cultures, ethnics, religions, traits, ways of life, and why some countries do well whilst others seemingly always fail. John has written a number of books on emotions and how we deal with them. Today's topic is attitude. Hello, John, and welcome to Livewire.
Hello, Daniel. Nice to be here again.
Great stuff. What would your personal take on attitude be?
Attitude is one of the most important sort of aspects of our lives we have. Attitude is a sort of culmination of how we think, how we feel, how we perceive life, how life looks at us, how life treats us. It's all of those things. It's what we give off when we see people or people see us. It's how they assess who we are, even if it's incorrectly. It's everything to do with who we are as a person. So if we have a bad attitude, and we all know people with bad attitudes, people with chip on their shoulder and all these kind of things, then it stinks. We want to keep well away from them. It's not conducive to anything positive. It's you can't trust them. They're unstable. And they come out with all negativity. People with a good attitude, you warm to instantly. Again, you don't have to like people to actually understand who they are or if they have a good attitude. But nevertheless, people that have a good attitude, we do tend to warm to, because there's some camaraderie, there's some sort of synergy between who they are and what we do. There's all these kind of things. So the attitude of one person to another is very important, particularly when it comes to business and you don't know that person. Attitude is very, very important, because how we relate, what we say, how we say it, why we say it, to whom, and all these kind of things makes a big difference. And it all reflects our attitude of how we think, how our mind works, why we say what. It puts a whole different perspective on life. And so it's very important we have a good attitude.
And what do you think attitude, what is it all about?
Attitude is the way we communicate. Attitude is the way we think about ourselves. Attitude is what we do. If we have a pleasant attitude, we actually are open to suggestions. We're open to more information. We're open to see the bigger picture. We're open to new ideas. We're open in a work environment to go forward. We're open to people around us, even people we don't like, even the people with a bad attitude. We understand them. We understand where they're coming from. It doesn't mean it's acceptable, but we understand them. We understand where we need to go in life, what we need to do in life. We understand the bigger picture. We understand our relationship with those around us, our parents, our loved ones. We know if there's a bad attitude with those around us who we love, because there's something discordant as opposed to concordant. We know all these kind of things. With a positive attitude, we get all this feedback. We process it in sort of nanoseconds and then relay it, whether we store it in our minds or we utilize it for whatever we're going to do next. But attitude is very important. The attitude by people on the phone we talk to, that's very important. These call centers or people we contact in companies, we expect them to have a good attitude. And if we don't have a good attitude, we certainly tell people, people in shops, if they have a bad attitude towards serving us, say, they were a bit surly, they were a bit sharp, okay, fine, we live and we get on with it. Nevertheless, attitude is very important. And if people have a bad attitude and we have a position of authority, we say, well, I'm not going to give them this to do this, or I don't want those people working with me, and I don't care if it's not politically correct or whatever, because they're discordant. And discordant people stick out like a sore thumb. And you can get people who have a very good attitude and maybe not quite as well educated as another person, but that other person has a bad attitude. And it may be more expedient, not every time, but more expedient in a lot of times, to have the person who is just slightly lower in educational standards, because they will get on and they can learn the job and learn the tasks in hand and whatever, than somebody who has a bad attitude and actually makes the whole area discordant. and you only need one person, and the whole level of the feel of the ambience of the workplace goes down, and workplaces do far better if everybody has a good attitude towards what they're doing than a bad attitude. People with a good attitude are likely to take ownership of things. People with a bad attitude say, well, I'm not paid this, I don't care, I'm not doing this, I'm not. And therefore, you can't trust them because they're unreliable. People with a good attitude, it's where it needs to be. Have a good attitude.
What would you say? Would you say we create our own attitude in life, or is it just built into us, the attitudes that we have?
Well, again, it's about, you know, how you were brought up. If you came from a family which had a bad attitude, then the chances are you will have some of that. You know, if we are brought up in a family where our families or our fathers or whatever follow a certain football club, we tend to follow the football club. If they vote in a certain way, we tend to vote in a certain way. Hopefully, when we get into our teens, we can formulate our own minds. Not everybody does. Some people just follow like sheep, and that's the way they go through life because they did it, and my father did it, and my grandfather did it, and the family do it, and I'm here, and I'm there, and there. Therefore, I do what everybody else does. Fine, that's entirely up to you, it's your life. But if you have an opinion of your own and you have a little bit of intelligence, you can formulate what is best for you, what makes you tick. And that is actually formulating your attitude. You know, good people have good attitudes. Bad people tend to have bad attitudes. It's nothing to do with your degree of intelligence or knowledge or whatever. It's how you put yourself forward. We can all go to a receptionist in a hospital and the person behind the desk has a really bad attitude, you know, next, they've seen dozens of people, you're just a number on a form. And you can get somebody who's next to them who smiles, says, good morning, can I help you? And it makes a world of difference. It actually takes away some of the strain, some of the stress. You find that somebody's actually taken care of, made a difference to your life just by those few seconds of smiling, looking at you in the eye. And it's an attitude thing. And it's like in the supermarket. You can be served in the supermarket in the checkout, and somebody from another checkout comes and talks to the person who's checking your groceries out, and they don't acknowledge you, they ignore you. That's a bad attitude. Man, it's also bad management as well, which is quite common in a lot of supermarkets. But it's a bad attitude as well. If those people had a good attitude, they would realize that, you know, you are a customer. I mean, it's a shame you have to have customers because they're a nuisance to the checkout staff in some supermarkets. But nevertheless, that's the way it is. But it's all to do with attitude, how we get on, how we perceive life, how we think about people. It's attitude.
Positive attitude, negative attitude, does it make that much difference in our lives?
Yes, positive people attract positive people. Negative people attract negative people. And that makes a world of difference. You know, we've spoken earlier on in other scenarios about the positivity and negativity of life. If you are positive, it actually increases your immune system. It makes you have the ability to see beyond what's right in front of you, see the bigger picture, whereas negativity makes you feel dull, listless, and all these kind of things. And it can also give you the ability not to see what to do and where to go because you're dwelling permanently on the problem and not the solution. And you only want to deal with the problem. And you get people who are very selfishly orientated. If things don't go their way, they actually go into a mood straight away. And you know people, oh, so-and-so's in a mood. Oh, this didn't happen, they'll be in a mood. It can actually happen within your own family as well, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. They have an attitude problem. And they go into a mood. And sometimes they dwell in that mood because when you're happy or euphoric, you get this adrenaline rush inside and it makes you feel even better. If you are negatively inclined and you go into one of your moods, you can get the same kind of negative rush, and people can then dwell in this sort of negativity and saying, oh, I hope those people, you know, their car breaks down and they don't. And they can all have this nastiness talking in the mind all the time, building up really weird scenarios of, I hope they do this and this doesn't happen and it serves them right if this doesn't work and I hope it rains on the whole. And all this, I don't know where all this comes from, but people do these kind of things. And this is all to do with negativity. It's dwelling in your own rubbish of life, all the detritus in life. It's really something which is not very exciting. And you can change that. It's purely down to you. You've created it. You get out of it and change it for the better.
All of us have negative people in our lives to some degree, people with negative attitudes, if you like, a thorn in our sides. What would you say to the listeners to do about those friends, family, loved ones, you know, those people who have negative attitudes and we are positively inclined?
One thing you could do is to never, ever agree with them on anything negative. Never, ever take it, never actually indulge in conversations, cut the conversation short, even say to them, listen, if you're going to be negative, I don't want to know. You're always moaning and groaning and you're becoming a real pain. You know, another thing is that at the same time, if people are going to be negative, just say, well, and is this all it is? Is this it? Is this it? And you've said it now, and that's it. Let's finish. And so carrying on like that does make a difference to what we have to say and how we're going to say it. And so we've got to actually stand our own ground, be firm, and not acquiesce to what their little game is, because that's all it is. They want sympathy. They want to say all about me, all about my problems, all about the world. Isn't this terrible? Isn't this awful? Look at this. Look at that. This and all these kind of things. You don't need that. It doesn't go anywhere for you. It doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't make you feel any better. There's no beginning. There's no end. It's just those people being, again, selfish to themselves. So the thing is, you've got to just cut it short and say, listen, I don't want to talk about that. Do it in the way you do to the people you know, but do it and make sure you get into a habit of that. And eventually, it's just like talking to a brick wall to them, because they'll have no audience. Take the audience away and they've lost it. They have to be acquiesce and actually change to be positively minded, so that they do get an audience back. And then when they have a positive audience, they'll think, oh, it's even better.
Yeah. Finally, John, in your professional opinion, what would you say to those listening who want to strive to have a better attitude? How would they go about getting a better attitude?
A lot of it comes from within. There are people who, you know, make all these sort of gestures and noises, and all this, you know, and things. And this is part and parcel of building this negative scenario. You're not doing yourself any favors, sort of punctuating your life with miserable noises and grunts and exhalations of breath and all this kind of thing. It doesn't do anything. Don't pick on the negativity. And also, don't pick up what you see on television, because they are masters at pushing negativity out, because, you know, floods, famine, the financial crisis, and people dying and suffering. They love it. They love it, these people. You know, they love negativity. The more deaths and suffering, the greater it is for the media. They just can't get enough of it, you know. But you don't have to live that life, because you can't do anything towards what they're talking about, because they hype it all up anyway. So don't get sucked in. Just live your life, be as happy as you can, have a good attitude, and don't give in to circumstances, because circumstances are always subject to change. And if you give in to circumstances and you become negative and they suddenly change for the better, you're at a loss. You're actually completely out on a tangent, and then you've nowhere to go, because the catching up often is too great for you. So never give in. Always, always have a positive attitude regardless, and there are no exceptions to that whatsoever.
Very, very good advice, John. Now, John's new book, Love Your Life, is now available at all good bookstores. Thank you very much, John, for joining us live today here on LiveWire. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daniel. A pleasure, as always.
Indeed. And we look forward to talking to you again very soon on another edition of LiveWire. This is Daniel Warren for LiveWire.